Greetings, Lyra Starseeds. We are here today with the Lyra Atlantis Connection, and we will be transmitting the 11/11 activation. As you know, the 11/11 Stargate is indeed a special Stargate for planet Earth because that's when the new energies are downloaded to all the sentient beings on Earth. So planet Earth can complete another year in its orbital cycle. Today we will be speaking of the inner tides, which is the energy of the month. Also, stepping into the star portal, which will be the transmission, the activation itself, and preservation. So let's take a few minutes to ground and center and do a couple of deep breaths. So ground your feet into your earth. Take a deep breath in. Hold for the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale for the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale for the count of five. Exhale for the count of five. One more time. Inhale for the count of five. Exhale for the count of five. Very good. I am now connecting to the Lyra Atlantis connection, and they are here with us, and here they are. Greetings, Star Flames. We are glad to be with you once again. We enjoy channeling with you with our host. We find great pleasure speaking to all of you and transmitting our energies. We love to see planet Earth in full abundance and in love and in joy. The energies for this month are going to be close-knit. They're going to be tight. They will be erratic. There will be complicative type energies. There will be some blocks. However, there will also be a great releasing through these blocks, and through this releasing, you will see your new pathway in full light. Much of the disruptive energies have passed and are behind you now. There's still a little way to go, yet planet Earth is flourishing. As always, every sentient being that is downloading frequencies will always receive different codes. So none of you will receive the same codes as the other. It all depends upon your path, your journey, and where you are at in the station on this earth plane. So remember to open up your hearts, open up your crown chakra, and as we are speaking, you will be downloading the frequencies that you will be needing for the next year until the next 11/11 cycle. There have been many civilizations on Earth, and this is now the fourth civilization. This civilization has a choice to command themselves to go higher in frequency or to be absorbed and assimilated back into the third dimensional and second dimensional Earth. For those who decide they do not want to progress upon their path, you will find that there will be stops and blocks, and you will no longer proceed into the higher realms. You'll stay exactly where you are, and you will be repeating what you have been repeating since the last cycle. For those of you who are ready to move forward and have raised your consciousness and have completed your work with the energies of the past year and desire to move forward and raise your consciousness, you are allowed to do so. Our words bring to you the frequencies you need and the codes that you are needing for the next planetary cycle. For some of you, the path may a little more may be a little more difficult than what it has been. But that's okay because that means you are gaining strength. You are going higher in frequency range. You are reaching a higher dimension. You are able to resolve your body into the light and become a higher evolved light body. This current cycle that's moving forward is about the light body, crystallizing your light body, being one with the light, taking your body into the light and being higher in frequencies, reaching higher frequencies, being higher in frequencies, elevating to a new plane of consciousness that Earth has never seen or been involved with before. And as you accept these new star codes and frequencies, know that in your heart lies your truth. Your soul came here for a purpose. Your purpose is known. You know what your purpose is. You must follow through with your purpose. You will also have a new purpose to follow along with your older purpose, and they will combine into a new purpose. Therefore, you will evolve higher in consciousness. To obtain this consciousness, you must be in love of heart. You must be in love of soul. You must be in love of light. You must dismiss lower energies. You must spiral higher than you have been before. If you find that you're having difficulty spiraling, that's okay. That means you are doing what you are need to do. Keep moving forward. Keep trusting your heart. Keep trusting your soul. Keep trusting the light codes. Keep trusting the frequencies. Refuse to be a part of the three-dimensional earth plane of pain and suffering. Refuse to be any part of that at all. Know in your heart and soul you are at least in the fifth dimension or higher. You are climbing higher into the light. Your light body is developing more and more. You are becoming one with the light. You are a star light. Lyra star seeds on the earth plane have been equipped to move forward through the energies, and they will be moving quicker than they have before. That means time will be moving faster than you originally thought of or experienced. Remember, you are Lyran, you are starseed. For those who are born later and have become crystal children, rainbow children, you too will receive these codes, and you too will move forward in your possession of the earth plane as well as your light body. Star seeds lead the way. That's why they were termed the way showers. They show the way. They have the light to show the way. They present the light forward. The next generation moves into that light. And they assist the star seeds. And then the next generation comes in and they assist that generation. When the last star seed leaves planet Earth, it will be up to the next generation, which is the indigo. The indigo children will carry forth the mission of the star seeds and they will expand on it and they will create a different light, a higher light, a higher realm of consciousness. To expand globally as well as intergalactically. When the last indigo leaves planet Earth, the rainbow child will take over and fulfill those two missions and then embark upon their own. Therefore, expanding more, evolving higher. Same goes with the crystal children. They too follow through with their predecessors and they combine into the light. All generations will meet up with the star seeds in the starlight, and together they will form a unity, a circle of gathering. They will embed planet Earth with a series of lights, which will pound planet Earth and unite planet Earth. And this is all dependent upon raising the consciousness now. When they talk about 144,000 people, it's not 144,000 people. It's 144,000 light seeds being planted into the consciousness. As long as there is 144,000 seeds of consciousness planted into the light, Earth will evolve. But that doesn't necessarily mean all earthlings will evolve. Only those who have been working consistently and effortlessly into the light. So, as you know, you are still receiving your code, you are still receiving your transmission. Accept it openly, accept it honestly. Bring it into your crown chakra, in through your DNA, into your heart, into your soul. Feel it expand outwards around your body, into your aura. Feel it expand outwards. Let it expand around Earth. Feel it floating around planet Earth, both horizontally and vertically. Let it encase planet Earth. Those who are meant to walk this path will do so. When you are troubled or come to a standstill, go inside your heart and soul and look for the current 1111 codes to help guide you on your path. These codes will show you the way. They present the possibilities and the openness and willingness that you have, that you came here for your mission. As these codes settle into your soul, your heart, your DNA, and into your bloodstream, feel the love and the light that Lyra Atlantis has for you. Smile. Bring a smile to your face. This is love. This is what love feels like. Carry this love throughout your day, every day. Wake up in the morning with this love. Go to sleep at night with this love. And know that it's with you. Every second of your being, of your life on planet Earth. And as the codes complete their cycle and the transmitting is completing, remember, you want to preserve these codes. You want to tap into them daily. You want to check in with your heart and your soul, asking, what is it that I need to attend to today? What is the star code that I must work with today? How can I apply this star code to what I'm working with today? What about in my line of employment? How about in the field of home and family and life, all sectors of life? See how these codes unite together effortlessly and love and in harmony with your life. Remember, you're going to be a full light body one day. Start practicing your light body now. Start with your feet and visualize your feet going up to your knees, turning into light, all the way up to your hips, all the way up to your chest, up to your shoulders, up to your head, encasing your entire back. Feel yourself as a light body. Experience yourself as a light body. Be a light body. Be the transparent soul that you were meant to be. Star flames, we are here for you and we are here guiding you. We guide you through your codes and through your frequencies. Remember to tap into those every day. Leave no day unwanted, undaunted. This is your mission today. This is your mission here forward. You must tap into your heart and your soul and see what it wants, how it wants to be, what it needs. Give it what it needs. It's always in positive affirmation. It's always in love and it's always in life. If something dark comes up, that is not the positive that you are looking for. That is something that you need to clear away. That's old debris. That's old karma. That must be released. Release it. Tap back in. Find the light code. Find the starseed frequency. Move forward. We thank you, Star Flames, for being with us here today on this 1111 activation. And remember, you are love and you are light. You are loved always. All right, star seeds. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in and exhale. You did tremendous work today with the Lyra Atlantis connection. They gave you what you needed to move forward. What we need to move forward, what I need to move forward, we all need to move forward. They gave you a way to move through your obstacles, your pain, whatever dissonance you are feeling. You are moving into resonance of the higher light, into the higher consciousness. Remember, we are the star seeds of Lyra and Atlantis. May the love and light be with you. So mote it be.